Here we are. It's Wednesday.
Again. It's like Groundhog Day once a week.
Only awesome.
Way more awesome.
The good part of Groundhog Day where he's enjoying himself.
Yeah.
That's
welcome,
we
welcome. I should do the intro. We have to do an intro. Hey, welcome. I am Julie from Balanced Life with Julie. I'm a health coach and nutritionist, and this is the Wellness Movement, and I have with me...
I'm Kaz. I'm a registered massage therapist and an energy healer and owner of Key Health and Wellness in Whitby.
Yeah. And this is the Her Network on Zingo TV, channel 251. Remember to download both the Barn Burner and the Zingo TV apps on the App Store. They are free. You can leave a comment as well. Zingo TV is also available on Google Chromecast, Amazon Fire and Fire Sticks, Roku and Roku Sticks, and on all smart TVs from 2016 forward. Boom!
Amazing.
Thank you.
Was very well done.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself.
Yes.
That's it. I've crushed my day.
You can stay as part of the Wellness Movement. You got it correct today. Well done. It's a lot to say.
It is.
It's a lot. I mean, it's important and great info, but it's a lot.
You think with my theater background, I would memorize this?
Hey, you did good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We do have a topic. We're not literally a show about nothing.
Whoever made a good show about nothing.
I know. And we totally remember Michael's like, he just discovered comedians in cars and it's been around.
Yes. Ages.
And we've been watching the Jerry Seinfeld version, which by the way, he's like that in real life too. So
I prefer that show to Seinfeld. Yes, I said it.
You know, Seinfeld was one of those shows that, like, I remember watching it, but I never watched it in syndication.
Mm.
Like, why is that? Like, some people watch shows in syndication, and I never did. I'm trying to think of, like, what I did watch in syndication. Like, I don't know.
Know that I have anything. I think, well, being English and growing up in England, Coronation Street was probably something I watched religiously week after week.
Mm-hmm. Coronation
and then it just fell out. Yeah.
You know, this is where the stereotypes come from.
I haven't seen it in a long time. And sometimes I get together with friends who watch it and they're like, what do you mean you haven't watched it? Like I'm going against
your
my
culture.
Heritage somehow. Exactly.
Your heritage.
I'm like, I'm so
your
sorry.
Heritage.
Yes.
Watch Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder what they're doing right now for that show. It being like COVID times. Like how did they quarantine and stuff? Were they all in masks?
Today's topic is not Coronation Street.
It's not, but I have questions now. Those of you that know the answers, let
please
us know.
Please tell Kaz that Coronation Street is today's topic is about the 1%.
Yeah. 1% milk, right? Nope.
No. Dairy free. 1000%. Always plant-based milk. No, 1% is just this idea. Like, so there is a new year coming, even though it feels like we're in 2020 forever.
No, don't say that.
2021.
We're all waiting for January 1st because in our mind, 2020 is done. And so everything that came with it, the horrible things are done as well. So let's not say we're stuck in this year.
So in the spirit of 2021 fast approaching, so a lot of people on New Year's, there's usually kind of two camps. There's the people who are like, oh my God, it's New Year. I'm going to change everything about myself. I'm going to be a whole new person. I am going to go from... I don't know. Couch potato.
Flab to fit. There you go.
Flab to fit. Couch potato to Matthew McConaughey, because I'm pretty sure he still has abs. And then, you know, January 21st rolls around and they are still a couch potato. So I think a lot of people get fixated on this idea of trying to change everything overnight. And I'm more of the philosophy of the 1% rule, which is that every single day you try and improve a little bit. And you can just pick, instead of trying to do everything at once, pick one thing. And just as you're improving by 1%, by 1%, everything's compounding. And so by the end of the year, you could potentially be a whole other person.
Ah, that's very interesting.
You get it incrementally rather than trying to do it overnight. And it's way less overwhelming and it's much more manageable. Because if you're trying to say, change your exercise, change your diet, change your mindset, change what time you get your morning routine, your evening routine, everything all at once, it just becomes so overwhelming. That's when most people give up on themselves and they just go, well, it's not possible. It's how you attack the situation is the way.
Someone's attacking some situation right there.
That's my dogs. Hey, the joys of working from home.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I mean, personally, that's kind of how I created my sort of routine, my daily routine, which if most people hear what I do from the time I get up to the time I go to bed, they get overwhelmed. I'm like, but I didn't start it that way. Like it didn't start, like for me, it started with meditation and then I added stuff to it. So it's called habit stacking. So as you're stacking positive habits, one on top of the other, day by day, bit by bit, then you start to squeeze out the negative habits.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I know when I have clients that come in who, you know, have chronic neck and shoulder issues because for years they've sat with poor posture and now it's caught up to them. And we discuss different options, but nothing will change overnight. And I think people are really in that mindset of fast, fast, fast. I want it now. I need to see results instantly, which is, you know, detrimental because you're setting yourself up for a failure. It's like going to the gym and doing, you know, 10 crunches and being like, where's my six pack? Ah, I give up. So in the same regard of, you know, starting off small, I think your goals need to be small as well. And then you start to improve on them. Cause if you're like, okay, I'm going to lose 100 pounds, here we go. Absolutely. That could be a great goal, but I think it's a huge goal to set for yourself right away, especially if you're starting something very new, which is to get into a routine of going to a gym or eating differently. And even doing those two things, going to a gym and changing your entire diet, your whole system will just be like, abort, abort. Like, I can't do this right now.
What's so, happening? She's yes. trying to kill me.
Exactly. So I agree. Like starting off, it's almost like a lot of people are like, I can't meditate. And I'm like, cause you think that you need to sit in lotus position and do silence for an hour when you've done nothing ever in terms of meditation, like to go from 0 to 100, I think unless you're Drake, that's right, kids. I just threw that in there. I don't even know if that was a song. Was that a Drake song? 0 to 100?
I don't know.
Oh, cut that out. Cut that out of our podcast.
I don't know. I'm Drizzy really Dre, when you see this, can you tell us if that's
I'm sorry.
Thing?
Drizzy Dre? All right.
Isn't that one of his nicknames or did I make that up?
We're showing our age right now and I think we need to get off the topic. just change.
Let's abort.
Yes. My goal for 2021, get down with the kids and figure out who's cool and whatever else. So yes, I completely agree. I've never heard of the 1% rule. I thought when you said we were talking about the 1%, I thought you meant like the rich people of the world. I'm like, why are we talking about them?
Like the richest of the rich people. It could
yes, I'm like
adopting these habits. Excuse me while I fix my hair. Adopting these habits could potentially get you to the 1% because your habits are so stellar that you, I don't know, build 10 businesses like Elon Musk, who's like number three on the world's richest list as of this morning.
Right.
No, it's there's a book that I have. It'll come to me, but it's James Cleary is the author. It's all about creating habits. Your habits.
Right.
There's habits in the title. It's a really, really good book.
But there you go, everyone. Go to the library and be like, the book about habits.
Oh, there's not that many. Like, maybe 50. But anyway, it's just the idea is, so you can actually, if you want to be kind of strategic about it, you can figure out what in your life do you want to change? Like, I guarantee you it's going to center around nutrition, movement, probably mindset. Sleep is usually one of the ones. Relationships, potentially. But anyway, you can get yourself a pretty journal and just write out sort of the areas in your life that you want to improve upon. And then start to really brainstorm of like, what are some of the tactics and the methods to improve on those things? And then you got to get to work. So you don't necessarily have to do like hours and hours, like what you were suggesting, like an hour of meditation. So let's say you want to meditate. Let's start there. Rather than trying to do an hour, do like just 10 minutes. Start with 10 minutes. And then over time you can build up. Eventually you will get to the hour. Now, the only exception to this is if you go to Vipassana, which is a meditation retreat center that I go to, there they do make you meditate for 11 hours a day.
But I mean, you wouldn't suggest someone does that right off the bat. Someone who's like, I have trouble sitting still and I'm going to go to this retreat. Like, well, do you think that that's a good idea?
There are people who have no experience in meditation who do go off to Vipassana and boy, do they get a wake up. It's a really good wake up, but it's intense. But I'm just saying, like, let's say your intention is to start meditating, like just start with 10 minutes. Over time, like build up, like you'll get to a point where 10 minutes is going to feel like nothing, and then add 5 minutes and 15 minutes will feel like nothing, then add another 5 minutes, right? So you just kind of build up. Let's say you want to improve upon your diet. I would say the simplest way to start is to just start having more veggies in your life, like having more whole foods into your life, and then starting to subtract away like processed foods and junk foods and, you know, some of the crazy amounts of meat and dairy and all that stuff. But just start somewhere. Like if I think of myself, you know, years ago when I used to hit the drive-through, snack on chocolate bars and drink wine every single night, well, I didn't change my habits overnight. What happened was I started doing yoga and I started to tune into my body more. And so I started to eat more raw, fresh, like raw veggies and fruits. And that was kind of what started it.
And I guess we need to cover the fact that when it comes to things like diet change, we're very addicted, you know, to things like sugar. And so that is a whole other piece, is you're overcoming an addiction as you're making these goal changes. So if you're addicted to technology and you're addicted to sugar and you're addicted to alcohol, and then you're like, I'm going to cut that all out, you're going to go through a massive withdrawal. And so it will inadvertently kind of cause you to fail at what you're doing because you've taken on so much. Like just the whole addiction to sugar alone, I think is a very hard thing for people to get over. And I know for myself, I didn't eat chocolate for quite some time. And then I had one piece and turned into like a monster. I'm like raiding the kids' room. They're like, I know you have chocolate in here. It was awful. And so that's something else that you need to factor in. So maybe just starting with the slowdown of stuff rather than cold turkey.
So the thing is, like, let's say you're trying to make some dietary changes, right? Especially in the case of sugar, which really changes your gut microbiome. It is highly addictive. The microbes in your gut become addicted to sugar. So with sugar, what you can do is, as you're introducing more veggies and fruits and stopping with the sugar, you want to kind of let your microbiome adjust. And sometimes there's a lot of deeper work there that needs to be done as well. And I should say, with all of this, is it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to work with a professional. Like, that's going to actually get you faster to your goals. Because a lot of times people are like, well, I'm just going to Google it. Well, there are some things you can't just Google. Like, sometimes you do need to talk to another human being. You do need to talk to a professional. You do potentially need support and guidance. And that's what, you know, nutritionists and health coaches and, you know, Reiki masters and all of these, like, naturopaths and all these different people, like, that's what they're there for, is to help you. And it actually makes you, it possible for you to get to your goals faster, and it keeps you accountable, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other piece, is like, left to our own devices, I don't think that many of us would follow through on things, but definitely having an outside person who's keeping you accountable to your goals makes it a lot easier. And there's different ways. Like, you can, let's say in the form of exercise, you can, if you don't have the cash flow to get a trainer or to pay, you can have a workout buddy, and maybe you guys look at the same sort of workout videos and you keep each other accountable that way. Like, there's, mm-hmm. there's many ways to do things. And obviously the more support you need, sometimes, you know, you do have to be willing to invest in your health. I can say from experience, like, investing in my health has never been a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the good things to come from COVID is that people are taking their health a lot more seriously and understanding that the foundation of everything is having a good immune system and being healthy, because, you know, you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have a very good health system in your body, then, you know, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. So I'm hoping, as we move into better times, that realization stays with people, mm-hmm. and they continue to work on their health and whatever that looks like to them. But I have seen an increase of people coming more often to get massages or even for Reiki and emotional treatments. Like, it's a good transition I've seen of people taking things more seriously.
And I've seen the same thing, like, people going, well, I can't go to a restaurant or drink my face off. I can't go party every weekend, so I might as well just work on this, like, health thing. I hear that it's good for me. Like, maybe you know something. I'm like, yeah, I actually do.
Maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so just going back to this idea of 1%, because a lot of times, like, people have this mentality of all or nothing. And mm-hmm. the all or nothing mentality can be very self-defeating. And that's not the way that we want to be approaching creating change in our life. But if you know that a little bit every single day, you're going to work on improving certain areas of your life, and, you know, over time, it's going to get easier. And then as it gets easier, you're going to be motivated to bring in other things. So let's say you start with meditation. Okay. As the meditation piece gets a little bit easier, a little bit more dialed in, then you might be motivated to start moving more. And then mm-hmm. as you start moving more, like, sometimes people kind of, like, I have people who start with diet and then they start moving. And then I have people who start with movement and then they figure, oh, I need to dial in my nutrition. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter how you get there, but eventually, like, it's no crazy secret. There's only a certain number of things that you can do in order to create health in your body. And mm-hmm. you want to try and work on those pieces as much as possible. And, you know, if you fall off track, get yourself back on track. And if you just focus on those, then inevitably it's going to get easier and easier and easier, right? It's like,
right.
It's not a great mystery. It's like sleep, movement, meditation, nutrition, like all of those things are sort of the counter pieces. And, you know, if you kind of want to be like, sometimes I get into like biohacking mode and I do like cryotherapy and cold therapy, but those are not necessary in order to create health. Those are just like fun side, maybe side hustles to health.
So when you have clients that come in and they have a number of different things they want to change, how do you determine what comes first and when to start adding in the next piece of the puzzle so that they're not overwhelming themselves?
I always start with the thing that I think is going to create the most impact. It's okay. Usually nutrition, right? Like okay. If someone changes their nutrition, that's going to change their mindset. It's going to change their mood. It's going to change their energy. It's going to change their sleep. It's going to change everything about them. And then it's easier to tackle those other things. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I work. But not to say that those other things that if you started there wouldn't create some impact. But like, let's say you start exercising, but you don't change nutrition. If your nutrition is like really poor, you're probably not going to be as motivated to exercise because you're just not going to have the energy, right? So, and then, so that's kind of how I work it.
And then when do you determine, okay, we've got this down pat, we can add another piece to this puzzle?
I could check in with them and see where they're at and where their mindset is and if they're ready for that next step.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
I was going to say, how long do they say until a new habit is formed?
Well, they say 21 days, but I would say really 90 days.
Okay.
Like 90 days, it's your lifestyle.
Right.
21 days, you're still dabbling. It's mm-hmm. quite easy to fall off track. 90 days, you're going to like, that's just who you are. And so, and that's the other thing is you kind of have to think of when you're stepping on this path is not like something you're going to do for a little bit. Like you have to have this mindset of, I am transforming myself and my habits. This is a transformation. It's not a, you know, I'm a pizza and beers person. And then after this 21 days or this 40 days or whatever, I'm going to go back to pizza and beers. Like, you need to accept that the pizza and beer are not helping you.
Right.
Just accept that fact, move on.
But I mean, is that, can they make healthier pizza, and have light beer? Or is it just best that they just don't
go back to that? We gotta do a show on alcohol. Alcohol is not a superfood. but there are healthier versions of pizza, but so all is not lost,
right? Yeah. Well, that's good. I've actually been making my own pizzas lately. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. We'll do a whole thing about pizza and beer, and I would say I'd bring some, but it's like 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we might be having a different conversation.
Yes, I mean those days of lockdown where you're like, ah, who cares? I'm drinking now. I think they're long gone. So, you know.
They are.
Hopefully. So I guess let's hear what people have to say. Let us know. Drop us some comments. Are you going to make New Year's resolutions? Have you in the past? What do you do to stay on track? Do you need some support, some help? Can we provide any information? Mm-hmm. Let us know. Yeah. And then we will join you all next week for another edition of The Wellness Movement. And this show can also be heard on the Barn Burner Network, Inc. on its 122 platforms. The Her Network is part of the Barn Burner Media Network. Please check it out at www.barnburner.ca. For all of the news and programming, Barn Burner, watch it, hear it, read it, download it, live it. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
We're just on a roll today.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
So we'll see you next week.
Yes, we will. Or for a little bit longer, because apparently we we jumped the gun.
Did we?
We'll do an extras reel. Yes.
This is the blooper reel.
That's all right.